A reading of 54. We're down from that. It is 33 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news at 6, is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan. Also, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that work continues on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, especially with Ramadan approaching. He also says the Israelis have promised to evacuate civilians from the southern Gaza city of Rafah before beginning any more wide-scale assaults.
Israel has slowed down the attacks in Rafah. They have to, and they've made a commitment to me, they're going to see to it that there's ability to evacuate significant portions of Rafah.
It's primary election day in Michigan. Some Arab American voters in suburban Detroit are vowing to write uncommitted instead of selecting Biden's name because of what's happening in Gaza. The polls open in about a half hour. Today, congressional leaders will be at the White House to discuss funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown. In less than a month, Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial involving Stormy Daniels begins. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg asking the judge to impose a gag order to protect court staff. This is ABC News. The president of France leaving the door open to sending Western troops into Ukraine.
Il n'y a pas de consensus aujourd'hui pour envoyer
Emmanuel Macron speaking at a meeting of European leaders in Paris, refusing to rule out sending troops in and saying they will do everything needed to keep Russia from winning the war. The proposed merger of two grocery giants, Kroger and Albertsons, has hit a federal roadblock. The FTC has filed a lawsuit to stop the deal, arguing it would cut competition and lead to higher prices. And it may not be long before you might want to think about an early lunch or a late one if you want to hit one fast food joint.
Wendy's will soon test a plan to fluctuate its menu prices based on the time of day, the location, and demand, similar to the surge pricing used by ride-sharing companies raising fares during bad weather or rush hour.
Wendy's Baconator.
That Baconator sandwich could cost a dollar more during your lunch hour.
ABC's Andrew Fuji, it could start testing the idea as soon as next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
An update on sports today from WRCO and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. It was a loss yesterday for the Brew Crew in exhibition baseball, 8-3, the final score. A spring training loss, but a group of young Brewers offered an optimistic view of the future. Last year's rookie outfielder Sal Frelick manned third base and hit leadoff. Superior prospect Jackson Churio started in center field, and Joey Ortiz was at shortstop for the Brewers in yesterday's game. Kansas City beat the Cubs 6-0. It was the Yankees 9-2 over Minnesota, and Texas beat the White Sox 4-2. Also, St. Louis and Miami tied at 1. From the NBA, a handful of games. Toronto 130, Indiana 122, New York 113, Detroit 111, Brooklyn 111, Memphis 86. Miami beat Sacramento 121-110. From the NHL, Washington 6-3 over Ottawa, the Islanders 3-2 over Dallas in overtime, Edmonton 4, Los Angeles 2. Also, Seattle won a shootout over Boston, final score of 4-3. College basketball, number 9, North Carolina over Miami, 75-71. And number 15, Baylor over TCU, 62-54. That's a look at sports.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
When you visit the shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the shoebox in Black Earth.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 68, morning sunshine and clouds increasing. Very warm for February with record heat today. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered rain showers turning to snow, a dusting to an inch possible, blustery and turning much colder. A low of 14 tonight with northwest winds at 15 to 25. Wednesday, a high of 25, again 15 to 25 mile per hour winds. Wednesday night, clear and frigid with a low of 10, and Thursday, 45 with sunshine, Friday, 54 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 54, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 33 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, February 27th.
Long time gone.
The Chicks on WRCO Radio. Good morning on a Tuesday, February 27th. Phil Nee with you this morning as we get going here. Get the day going. Roll up your sleeves. Here we go.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Jordan Davis on WRCO and Tucson too late. Well, hopefully you're on time this morning. You're not running behind. Sounds like we're going to be all right for today's commute. Maybe another record breaker. We'll see how that goes today. We'll keep you posted on that. It's the beginning of the WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament. And there's normally some wacky weather when that rolls around. So games tonight and then Friday, Saturday next week, Thursday, Saturday, and then the State Boys Tournament the following week. Now, normally, it seemed like there's some sort of weather disturbance during that time, especially when you get to the championships in Madison in a couple of weeks. Good luck with your commute for Dan's morning commute. Hello, thanks for listening to WRCO on your way to Dodgeville today. Here's Gordon Lightfoot.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Every highway let me slip away on you. Every highway seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away on you. Times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied.
with nowhere and I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream's shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. Guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Slip away on you.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
6:21 the time. You may have heard of the Razzie Awards and thought, how bad can a movie be? Criterion Channel will give you a peek on Friday. The Razzies are given for the year's worst films. Usually the day before the Oscar, the program and the Razzie goes to will highlight films such as Ishtar, Showgirls, Cocktail, and Swept Away. The aim is to inspire conversations about whether a film is bad or just misunderstood. Well, I've seen a few bad ones over the years, that's for sure. I don't know that I've ever seen Ishtar. I've never had the notion. I don't think I've seen Showgirls either. Cocktail, I think I did see that once. But those are the kind of movies, the ones, I guess, that were supposed to be blockbusters. They put a lot of money in. Those are the ones that, moreover, get the Razzie Awards. I tell you, there were some that I saw at the Outdoor in the 70s and 80s that would easily win Worst Picture of All Time, I think. Anyway, this is Glenn Campbell on WRCO Tuesday morning.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road. Oh,
If I could be anyone that I wanted to be, I'd be me, just loving you. If I could go anywhere, see what I wanted to see, I'd see me, just loving you.
Canes on Country and Community, WRCO. We're at 33 degrees, just ahead of a news update.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for a high of 68. Morning sunshine, then clouds increasing. Very warm for February with record heat. Tonight, scattered rain showers turning to snow, a dusting to an inch possible. Blustery and turning much colder, a low of 14. Wednesday, a few flurries possible early in the day. Decreasing clouds, breezy and very chilly. A high of just 25 tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, it is 32 degrees.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Two people are now formally charged in the disappearance of a little boy in Two Rivers.
31-year-old Katrina Bauer and 39-year-old Jesse Vang appeared in a Manitowoc County judge's courtroom. Vang's been charged with child neglect. Bauer's been charged with child neglect as a party to a crime in the case of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who's been missing since last Tuesday. During their bail setting, District Attorney Jackie LaBrie last week said that Bauer sent Elijah to Vang's apartment for disciplinary purposes. From Manitowoc, I'm Stephen Devine.
The search for Elijah has expanded to the Wisconsin Dells area, where he was living with Bauer, who's the boy's mother. Gas prices continued their upward trend last week, but only rose 0.4 of a cent per gallon. The average across the state is $3.02. While this is almost 27 cents higher than a month ago, it's still 5 cents below what we were paying at this time last year. Golden Gallon scholarship applications are currently being accepted. The scholarship is open to all students enrolled in any post-secondary school who has exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair Junior Show. Applicants do not have to be majoring in agriculture or an agricultural-related field. Applications can be found on the Richland County Extension 4-H website at richland.extension.wisc.edu/scholarships. The application deadline is March 1st. Grant County High School students who will be graduating high school are encouraged to apply for the Grant County Farm Progress Days Scholarship. The Executive Committee of Grant County Farm Progress Days has established a scholarship fund to give a $500 scholarship each year. It will be awarded to a graduating high school senior who resided in Grant County. Applicants must be pursuing a course of study in a recognized 2 or 4 year school of agriculture. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee of the Grant County Board will award the scholarship based on scholastic achievement, extracurricular activities, an essay on career plans, and 2 letters of recommendation from non-family members. The application deadline is March 1st of the applicant's senior year in high school. Application forms can be found at grant.extension.wisc.edu or can be mailed to the UW Extension office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A in Lancaster. For more information, call 608-723-2125. Well, certainly there is a fire danger with the less snowfall this year and the drier conditions that we've experienced.
Thanks to the early thaw and dry winter, most of the state is now at high fire risk. The Department of Natural Resources has already responded to 50 fires this year, with 15 fires happening over the weekend. The department reminds you not to light burn piles or bonfires and keep grills and campfires under control. Just one spark in the wrong place could start a wildfire. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The DNR is suspending annual burn permits in 25 counties where the DNR has protection responsibility. You can check with your local authorities if your property is outside the DNR's jurisdiction. Check before you burn. Remember, fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. New legislative district maps signed into law by Governor Tony Evers have placed some lawmakers outside of their current districts. Among them, Wausau area Republican Pat Snyder, whose Schofield home is now a block and a half outside the new 85th Assembly District.
You have 10 days after you're sworn in to have a residency where you represent. So I have basically will have 2 months, if I'm fortunate enough to win the election this November, to be able to establish a residency either in Wausau or the village of Weston.
Snyder's home address now sits in the 87th Assembly District, which includes Schofield and Rothschild. The new look-alike 85th includes Weston and Wausau. Over 24 legislators, almost all Republicans, will now be paired with another incumbent in the same newly drawn district. But Snyder says the new maps will represent the best outcome for now.
It puts some finality to this. It will help our clerks get ready for the primary in August, as well as November elections, rather than waiting until the court picks something out.
Snyder's new home address in the 87th Assembly District in the new legislative district map area. Unseasonably warm weather means ticks are on the move. UW-Whitewater biology professor Tom Klubertanz says you should be checking yourself after you've been outside.
Really, it doesn't even have to be that warm. Even in, you know, our typical winters, if we get a warm spot, into the 40s, it's enough to get tick activity. But, you know, this is kind of extreme. And, you know, the longer ticks are moving around, the more chance we got of getting, of attracting them. So I would expect a lot of tick activity with this warm weather.
Ticks aren't something you typically worry about in February, but a warm winter means otherwise. Kluberton says besides more opportunities to contract Lyme disease, a longer tick season brings the threat of southern tick species migrating north.
The two that come to my attention are the Lone Star tick and the Gulf Coast tick. Those two both can transmit diseases, not Lyme disease, but other diseases, and are kind of poised to really, in the case of the Lone Star tick, to become more established in Wisconsin, in the case of Gulf Coast tick, to really kind of begin to get established in southern Wisconsin.
Even when it feels like winter, ticks are active, and you should still be wearing light-colored clothing and repellent, just as you would in the summertime. Two people are in custody following an incident in Vernon County Monday morning. The Vernon County law enforcement team responded to shots fired at a residence on Hoff Valley Road in rural Ontario. A perimeter around the incident scene was established by law enforcement, and communication with the occupants at the residence was made. Two people were taken into custody. After a couple of hours, no injuries were reported. And court documents say the man accused of firing the first shots at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally told authorities he felt threatened, while a second man said he pulled the trigger because someone was shooting at him. Experts say that even though the shooting left one bystander dead and roughly two dozen injured, 23-year-old Lindell Mays and 18-year-old Dominic Miller might have good cases for self-defense through the state's Stand Your Ground law. While earlier laws allowed people to use force to protect themselves and their homes, Stand Your Ground provides even broader self-defense rights, regardless of the location.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
It could be another record breaker today, a high of 68, and then for tonight, dropping down to 14 with a dusting to an inch of snow possible. Wednesday's high, just 25 degrees. In Richland Center, we're holding steady following a midnight warm reading of 54. Our temperature dropped to the current mark. It is 32 degrees.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Sports Time is coming up today on WRCO, courtesy of the Homesteader Store, and also by Simon's Recreation Complex. Coming up, a look at tonight's tournament openers for boys basketball and details on the Brewers' exhibition day yesterday.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball gets underway. The race to Madison begins this evening. Division 5 games in the area include Kickapoo at Ithaca. Bulldogs coach Mike Benson says it's time to refocus and get ready for tournaments.
Well, I know the kids probably celebrated over the weekend. We celebrated a little bit on Friday, but we had to get back to work because we tournament starts on Tuesday, and every game's going to be a hard game, and we get Kickapoo the first game, and last time we played them, it went to double overtime, so nothing's a gimme anymore.
The Bulldogs, getting off of a co-conference championship with North Crawford, now begin tournament play tonight. All games begin at 7 o'clock. North Crawford will be hosting Weston as well in the other part of the bracket, and Seneca will be at Hillsboro, Wonewoc Center at Potosi. River Ridge will be the site for Lafarge Youth Initiative, Cassville at DeSoto, Highland hosts Wazika Steuben, and Brookwood at Cashton among the games. In Division 4, Riverdale is on the road tonight, a ninth seed playing a number 8 at Iowa Grant. Lancaster hosts Fenimore, and Parkview will be at Cuba City. It will be Boscobel traveling to Westby, and Broadhead hosting Wisconsin Heights. In Division 3, Richland Center opens tournament play in the 11th seed at number 6 Viroqua this evening, and number 7 River Valley will be playing host to Edgewood. Prairie du Chien will host Evansville, and Dodgeville will be at Mauston. Platteville, New Glarus, and Wisconsin Dells, along with Lodi, have first round buys in that half sectional. On the state of Wisconsin scene, former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer is considered a top candidate to be the next coach for the Brooklyn Nets, as Budenholzer won an NBA championship with Milwaukee and put up a .693 winning percentage. The Nets are struggling with a 21-35 record currently. Meanwhile, the Bucks are getting used to their new coach following a victory on Sunday. Sharpshooter Damian Lillard says after a week with Doc Rivers, they're starting to get in sync.
Our coach has been on us hard about doing things a certain way, and it takes time to settle into that, but I think we had a great practice where we just kind of addressed a lot of things. We had a talk, and our teams kind of went into a really good practice, and then we have a performance like this, and I think it just shows that we understand what our jobs are, what we want to do, how we need to play to be successful. And when you're able to come on a great team's floor and get a win like this, a hard-earned win, I think it's definitely something to build on. You know, you go into any building feeling like you can do it again when you can do it like that.
Damian Lillard following the Bucks' win over Philadelphia. Coming into tonight's game, the Badgers and Hoosiers both need a win. Wisconsin remains in place to clinch a double bye in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Coach Greg Gard's team is one game behind Illinois in the race for second, with four conference games remaining. Indiana has dropped 4 in a row and could wind up needing to win on the tournament's first day. Without winning the tournament, the Hoosiers are in danger of missing the postseason altogether. So it's a big game coming up this evening. Marquette checks in at number 5 in this week's AP College Basketball poll. The Golden Eagles have been ranked in the top 10 in 12 of this season's 16 polls. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Tuesday Sports.
Research science has changed over the years on how to lose weight and be healthier. Are you eating and exercising the same amount but gaining weight? Do you count calories and are still gaining weight? Is losing weight getting harder as you get older? Simon's Recreation Complex will be hosting a 4-week session that will discuss the building blocks for a healthy lifestyle. Each session will include a time for questions and answers and a 5 to 10 minute meditation. Denise Linz will present current research on how to lose body fat, gain muscle, and reduce stress. Join us on Thursday, February 29th for the first of 4 consecutive Thursday sessions at 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. The session will also be available online with Zoom. Cost for all 4 sessions is only $10. Start today to take back your health. Learn the science behind why we as a society are gaining weight and are less healthy. Knowledge is the key. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 for more information.
100.9 WRCO.
A heart can be lonely only so long. Baby, don't worry, 'cause somebody cares.
just like a glove. If you need a heart, then hold on steady, 'cause I'm ready, willing, and able to love. I know you're weary, you've been hurt before, but it's time to move.
I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you, my pretty little boy.
Zeters on WRCO. It is now 7 minutes before 7 o'clock and 32 degrees in Richland Center. Tuesday, February 27th. Hard to believe that the high school boys basketball tournament gets underway tonight. And the goal has always been, with all the coaches I've dealt with over the years, is to be playing in March. So teams need a win tonight to be playing their next game, which will be Friday night, March 1st. Also in the news today, a proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel that was bought for pennies in a secondhand bookshop almost 30 years ago has sold at auction for the equivalent of about $13,900. British auctioneers said Monday the first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which states uncorrected proof copy on the cover, was bought originally in 1997 for 50 cents. That's a pretty good markup. That's for sure. I always miss those while I'm buying books. I never get the most expensive ones. I get the Three Little Pigs pop-up book, perhaps.
This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from February the 26th. We had 367 head today, 45 head of fat cattle day. High-yielding choice Holstein steers, 148 to 158. Choice Holstein steers, 137 to 147. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 136 and down. 80 head of slaughter cows today. The top 20% bring 115 to 124. The middle 60, 86 to 114, and the bottom 20%, 85 and down. Seven bulls day, most bulls 105 to 121. 223 head of calves day. The top 80% of bull calves bring 490 to 630. Quality Holstein heifer calves 250 and down. Quality beef calves 300 to 830. And the light poor quality calves $100 down. And don't forget, we have 2 weeks off before a feeder sale. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include Prime Guard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy three, get one free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 68, a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, down to 14. You know, it's not so much the daytime high, it's just like that drop tonight. What? How does that happen? I guess we'll have to have Tony Schumacher explain that to us. Wednesday, a few flurries early, then a high of 25. 10 for Wednesday night, then back up to 45 Thursday. Friday, 54. Saturday, 62. Sunday, 70 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, it is 32. That's the overnight low. Here's the latest tune from Dan and Shay.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than